the What's the Crack podcast with Anthony Martin.
Listen in live weekly on Brighton's Radio Reverb.
See whatsthecrack.co.uk and radioreverb.com for showtimes.
That's I should have said here on What's the Crack on Radio Reverb 97.2 FM. It's the music of much-loved Belfast singer-songwriter Bap Kennedy, who passed away after a fight with cancer in November 2016. Since then, however, his sister Marion Bunton has been raising money for Belfast's Marie Curie by taking on the challenge of abstaining from alcohol for a whole year. And now a Brighton-based project are looking to raise more money. And I've got Brian Bell from the project here with me at the minute. Hi, Brian, how are you?
I'm very well indeed. How's yourself?
Not bad, not bad. I'm listening a bit earlier on to your EP, your five-track EP. It's called Raving for Bap. Tell me a little bit more about it.
Well, it's a tribute to Bap Kennedy, who, as you said, sadly passed away in November 16. I've been friendly with Bap since early 2000s and like admired him very much as a musician, but also he was just a very lovely man. And so everybody knew Bap was devastated, you know, at what happened in 16, just so suddenly that, you know, he got ill and, you know, we lost him much too young. So I've got together with some musician guys, a band called the Dreaming Spires, and they were happy to support a project where we did new interpretations of Bap songs and released it as a charity fundraiser for the Marie Curie Hospice. So, it's something of a labour of love, but we're very happy with how it came out. And, we're just hoping to hit the target of raising £5,600 by the time the Bap's birthday comes round June 17th this year, when he would have been 56.
Now, just explain exactly why the Marie Curie Hospice is the target for this fundraising.
This is where Bap's spent his last months, and it just meant a lot to him and his family, the support he got there and the support the family got there under very difficult circumstances. And I think all his family just think the world of it. You know, his widow Brenda, you know, was involved with the hospice, funnily enough, before, you know, the circumstances around Bap's illness. So she had that kind of connection there as well. But his sister Marion, you know, as we mentioned, she's been fundraising because she just, you know, thought the world of the people who cared for Bap there. So that's why fundraising for the hospice is such a big part of what we're doing.
Mm. And the five songs you picked, I suppose it must have been difficult to pick five songs. Why these five?
What we did, because, you know, when you hear it compared to the originals, we've kind of taken them off on a very different path. So myself and the guys, if we're going to be pretty honest, we were very influenced by that kind of sort of late 60s Americana, you know, the sort of folk rock scene and bands like the Byrds and Buffalo Springfield and even the Monkees. I'm a massive fan of the Monkees. So we were trying to take Bap songs and trying to work them in that very melodic Rickenbacker guitar driven style. And, you know, there are a lot of acoustic guitars and stuff in there, but we wanted to do them very differently. So when it came to choosing the tracks, we had to find tracks that lent themselves to being done in a different way, because I don't know if you're familiar with Bap songs, a lot of his songs are very personal and in a way quite tied up with Bap as a person. And, you know, some of them just wouldn't felt appropriate to do in a different way. But these songs we just felt were just classic, I'd say pop songs does them a disservice, but just really well-crafted songs. And if you get a well-crafted song, you can do it just on an acoustic guitar. You can do it, you know, all manner of ways, just with a keyboard or whatever. So when you've got that great structure to work to, you can kind of take it off in different directions. So that's kind of what we tried to do. Be faithful to the songs, but just do them in a very different way that maybe might cast a different light on the original.
It's quite nice. Mm. I think before we go any further, let's hear one song. I'm going to play The Way I Love Her right now. Just tell me why this song? What kind of attracted you to this particular song?
Well, it's just got a great hook. You know, if you're going to do a jangly, guitar-driven pop song, you got to have a great chorus. And Bap wrote some great choruses, and this is one of his finest.
Okay, well, let's have a listen right now. That
does sound great. I love it. Guitar music. And that's The Way I Love Her from the EP Raving for BAP. Now, the Raving Beauties themselves, there's no raving in that. It's a pretty straight up kind of, as you said, Americana kind of sound to it.
Yeah.
What is that the kind of music that you enjoy putting out then, that kind of guitar kind of?
Yeah, I mean, the Raving Beauties project is a bit of a struggle. I won't get into all the convoluted detail, but it was originally like a fictional band. Like, I'd written a short story about a band called the Raving Beauties, and the story was, it was called The Unsung Classic. It was about like an ill-fated band, and then I just had this kind of strange idea that why don't we just make a recordings of what this fictional band might have sounded like, you know, because I described them as being this retro 60s influenced band. And I found a collaborator called Gordon Graham, a really talented Scottish singer-songwriter and producer. So I made the original Raving Beauties album with him. But as soon as you put something out there, you get to meet other musicians. And, you know, that's how I got to meet the guys from the Dreaming Spires. You're like an established band. And they featured one of our tracks on something they put out, which was like half their stuff and guest artists on side two. It was like a 12-inch EP thing. So that's how they got involved in the next Raving Beauties recording. So they've happily become like honorary Raving Beauties, if you like, which is fantastic because you know, they're lovely guys and they're great musicians, and you know, it means you can go off in all sorts of new directions when you get other people involved.
So it's almost like a collective then at this stage.
Yeah, very much so. So we're looking at doing new stuff, but I was just really pleased that they were up for getting involved in the Raving for BAP project, because originally the idea was I was going to bring some new songs of my own to the table. But, you know, since BAP passed away, understandably, I'd just been thinking about BAP a lot. And so when I said, look, this is what I fancy doing, are you up for it? And it was very much so, because they knew, you know, how highly esteemed BAP was, and, you know, they wanted to support the cause as well. So the fact that these guys are doing it out of love and, you know, try, like when we did the recordings down in Oxford, there were guys, you know, travelling from way down in Sussex and Crawley, going all the way down to Oxford to spend the weekend doing something simply for the love of it and to honour our great musician. So it was nice that it had that kind of spirit involved in it as well, you know.
Well, it goes to show how high in esteem he was held, and starting to honour him in this way is fantastic, really. And at the moment, there's two ways that people can help and to buy this EP. There's a vinyl version and there is a download version as well. The vinyl version, it's 10-inch vinyl EP. Where can people get it and how?
Well, they can get it online. So that would be farmmusic.bigcartel.com. So, like, to be honest, the easiest thing, if you just Google Raving for BAP, you'll find all the different ways of listening to it. And there's a Just Giving page, which has all the links to where you, because, you know, you basically, you know, these days, Spotify, Amazon. So the Just Giving page is quite a good place to go, because it gives you all the different links to go to.
And that is justgiving.com/raving for BAP.
So that would be a good starting point, because you'll find everything you need to know on there, whether, you know, if you fancy getting the vinyl or you know, streaming it on Bandcamp, all the links are in there.
Yeah, and absolutely. The suggested donation for the stream of Bandcamp is £5, but obviously people can give a lot more.
please give a lot more. And help us reach that target.
Yes, and that target, again, you said it was for his birthday, or what would have been his birthday, and when was that again?
So June 17th would have been BAP's 56th, so we thought it'd be a nice target to have a grand sum of 5,600, obviously, at least by that point. Because BAP's sister Marion, who's been a great supporter of the project, she's already raised well over £2,000 already through her. She abstained from alcohol for a year, and she got, you know, sort of great support for that. So we just want to build on that and, you know, just keep BAP's name and his music out there.
Yeah, so again, just for people who might have just popped in or listened in, justgiving.com/raving for BAP for all the details. Keep giving. What we'll do is we'll put up on our own Facebook or Twitter feed or Instagram and we'll put on the Radio Reverb website as well. So people can give at justgiving.com/raving for BAP now and all the way into the future.
Lovely. Thanks a lot.
And Brian, listen, thanks for coming in. Best luck with the EP. And let's play another song. What other song would you like from the EP? Which other song do you feel quite happy with the way it turned out?
Let's maybe give Moriarty's Blues, because and I'd really advise people to listen to BAP's original, because it's an absolute beauty. And I've got lovely memories of when he had just finally finished it, and he was actually mastering it down in Brighton.
All right.
And he'd come down to Brighton to listen to it, and I was sitting with him and listening to it coming over the big studio speakers, and I was going, God, this guy's some talent. He's sitting there all quiet and humble, and I'm just blown away by it. So yeah, if you ever get the chance, listen to Bap Kennedy's version of Moriarty's Blues. But we tried to take it off in a very sort of late 60s kind of California vibe. We tried, and I'm pretty pleased with how it came out.
Well, let's give it a play right now.
You've been listening to a Radio Reverb podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and review, and to hear more podcasts like this, check out RadioReverb.com.